Now, Shnei Sidorim, how do we know that the Lechem Aponim has to have two rows of six and six? Chuk, it says the word chuk there. Shnei Vezichim, how do we know? Chuk, it also says the word chukah. That you have to have two cups of Levainu on top of the Shulchan. HaSidorim V'Yabzichim, how do we know you have to have both of them? Also, chuk, it says the word chukah. Shnei Midim Shebenoz, the two types of challah that you have to have. The Chassidus says, Ken Yasa. Ken Yasa is also Mashmalikuva. Gimel Shepar, the Paradum has to have these three things. Because chuk, it says the word chukah. Abo Shebetoida, a korban toida, the lechem has to be four different types. The yiskish le nazir, the hukish to nazir, just like by nazir, it says the word, it says ken yaseh, it's the kuva, who adin toider also is the kuva. They said the pasuk says, al zevach toider shlomov, v'yamamar, shlomov here means the rabbi shalmei nazir. So toider has to do with the shalmei nazir, it's also the kuva. V'yabo shebe mitzayra, the four meaning, three meaning, and the shnei tiparim, they said it says, zayis tiyot teras ha-mitzayra, mashu, whatever you have to have is likuva. For dalit shebeluluf, when the Torah says you have to have four minim, you need all four to be yotza the mitzri, not yotza with three. But it says lakachta svidash lakichatama, that you have to have all four minim. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava loy shonu elishem loy, only if you don't have avu yesh loy ein makfin. But as long as you have all four minim, you mekayim the mitzvah. Even though you don't make a nagat, even though it's not tied together, wrapped, the three minim are not wrapped together, still it's kosher. Only if you're missing one of the four, then you're not yotza. But as long as you have all four, you have the lulav, you have the adasim and the arovis, and the esrog, even though it's not tied together, still you're yotza. That's what Rav Chanan says. So maybe we have a question. It says, Dalad minim shebelulav, the four minim of the lulav, beiz miyam moisim peris, two of them give off fruit, the esrog and the lulav, but the Dasim and their robbers do not give off fruits. The ones that give off Paris are needed for the ones that do not give off Paris. But for Shane Oysen Paris, the ones that do not give off fruits, he use a kukim lishain Paris. So Rashi says it just means to say that you have to have all four of them. Each pair is mzokah, you need the other pair. In other words, you have to have all four minim. Now, the Yenodim Yotso Yidecha Vosebem, till they're all tied together, they have to be of a good achas. So we're here in Taka Vimashma, that all four tied together. Vakopanim, we know they only have to tie the three together. You have to have the lulav, the adasim, and the rovus together. Vakopanim, it's mashma, it has to be by good achas. And the same thing with Chen Yisrael, Pihatso, Achiyekulam, by good achas. You have to have the whole Klayisrael together, Bishas, Tatso. Rashi says it means, Kishay Misanin. When Klai Yisrael is davening and fasting to Hashem, as you give rain, Hashem listens to them. When everybody davens together, Rashi says, even the tzaddikim and the rishonim together, that's daimed like the yosim v'yenosim peris. Shneim the pasuk says, ha'abonu b'shemayim al yosim v'yagudosi al eretz yosta. But I call upon him, it says here, you have to have an ogud, you have to be tied together. Mashma, the minim and the lulav have to be tied together. So how could you before say it's kosher without being tied together? So the Mor says, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi, the Tani we learned. Lulav, bein ogud, bein shein ogud, kosher, and ekonomi. Tanakama says, Lulav, even though you don't tie the meaning together, still it's kosher. Reb Yudu, I may know, all good kosher, if it's tied together, then it's kosher. Shein ogud, if it's not tied together, puzzle. My time, Reb Yudu, what's the reason? Reb Yudu, go ma kichom, the Agoida says, he learns out, from Aguda Seizov. Ma lahaloin, the Aguda. Is Afkan be Aguda, just like by the Ezov over there, it has to be tied together. Here also, it has to dafka be tied together. For Rabbanin, Lagamri Kicha Kicha. We don't learn out the Xerah Shabbat Kicha Kicha. So Kittus and Machlekes Tanoim. The Mor said, so, command, all the Ruzi go like, called the time of that we learned. Lulav, Mitzvah Liyogdoi. It's a mitzvah to make Agud, to tie the three meaning together. Vim Liyogdu Kosh, but if you don't tie it together, still it's Kosh. As Chorus commands, Ruzi go like, command. Ikreb Yudo. Loyogdo my kosher, why is a kosher? You dash the Xerah Shavah, it has not to be ogud. E Rabbonin, my mitzvah, why is it a mitzvah? The Rabbonin don't even say, look, you have to do it. Tomorrow says, yes, Lyogdom Rabbonin, those are going to Rabbonin Shita. Oh, my mitzvah, Mishum Zakeli Ben Veyu. You know what the mitzvah to make agud is? Not me Iker Alocha, you have to have ogud, but the pshat is, it's Zakeli Ben Veyu. It makes the lulav look nicer. As Zakeli Ben Veyu, that's Mechaydu the Torah, that's three meaning together. Then it says in the Mishnah that Sheva Hazoyish Shebapora, by the Paraduma the seven Hazoyish, is Makbiz the Rezu. Why Chuk? It says the word Chuk there. Sheva Azoyis Shabein Abadim on Yom Kippur, we made the Sheva Azoyis. Also, it's Milikuvo. Rasu Shamazbech Azor Vishal Proiches, Mak Vizu Azu. Why do Yom Kippur Ksiv Chukah says the word Chukah? Tepar Koin Meshuach, Udepar Helam Dobe Shotzibor, Udisir Vazgovim, Kiritanya. How do we know about these Purma Nesrofim, the Purma Panimim? Also, those Avoidis, Ali Kuvu, the Zrikadir, the Kuvu. But the Postic says, like learn like this. But the Postic says, the Osala Par, Kasher Osala Par, you do to this part, you do to the other part. Math Talmud, what's the Postic talking about over here? What's the Chiddush over here? Rashi says, the Osala Par, Kasher Osala Par, Chatis, the Par Helam Dovaksiv. So what does the Pasuk come to teach us over here? It means to tell us like twice. You have to make these hazois. Rashi, lishanas biazor hazois adamolov. I used to say the second time you have to make the hazois. In other words, that's likuva. If you don't do it, you're not yosom. It means to say, shin chistur achas minamatonis. Well, yosaklum, that's what the Pasuk comes to teach us. So the kids said, that's how we know here by the hazois of the Chatas HaPanim, if you're missing one of them, Yitake not Yotza. Third Rabbi went like this, Sheva HaZoyis Sheva Poro Shoson. Alright, Lamaisa, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop over here.